Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, a couple of days ago, we talked about Conor McGregor announcing that he was retiring, but we kind of felt like there was something more to this story. It just didn't seem right. And sure enough, there is more to this story. Nick Sciarra joins us from Yahoo Sports Radio. He covers UFC, and he does a great job. He goes out to Vegas for all the fights for our network, and he really knows this inside and out. So he's going to help us shed some light on this. What's up, my friend?
Doing awesome, man. I'm in Vegas. I just came from the sports book, and the Rockets pulled off a miracle. And we still have UFC 197 to watch, so I'm doing great, man.
I bet you are. All right, so were you like a lot of people that when you first heard the Conor McGregor tweeted out his retirement, did you feel like, all right, there's a lot more to this, and we're going to get more out of this story than just this?
Absolutely, and I think most of the MMA community thought the same. And if you looked at the tweet, he's like, I decided to retire young. But it didn't necessarily signify that he was retiring that instant. I think he left it open on purpose for a reason, because he knew that there were more to clash. There was more to discuss with his boss, with the UFC, with Dana White and company, and the Fertitta brothers. So, yeah, I think there was definitely more. I think he was just bothered. A PR schedule like that is just rigorous, and when you become a transcending star like Conor McGregor, it can get overwhelming at times, you know?
Do they ask him to do more as a star in this sport than other stars in UFC?
Can he do more for the sport? I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes. Do they ask him to do more as a star in this sport than other stars have done in UFC?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When a guy like that, I mean, I'm looking at the MLB Network Radio Twitter handle, and even they, not retired. And this is because of Conor McGregor. That's how transcending he is. So absolutely, he's obligated to these types. The only thing that I would say is, as you know, normal in terms of his obligations is showing up to a presser and shooting a commercial. Every fighter, no matter whether you're a top-tier fighter or a low-tier fighter, you have to show up to these press conferences to promote your fight. That's just standard. And if you don't want to do that, then you should have your agent look at your contract and say, hey, man, maybe this PR schedule is a little too rigorous. Let's lower the PR commitment a little bit, and then I'll sign the contract. But if he doesn't want to do that, then he shouldn't commit. Every fighter commits to that when they join the UFC. You have to show up. This is not the first time Dana White has pulled a fighter. If you remember, Nick Diaz was scheduled to fight George St. Pierre. At the time, George St. Pierre was the UFC welterweight champion. Nick Diaz was the Strikeforce welterweight champion. And Nick Diaz decided not to show up to the press conference. He was immediately pulled from the fight. It was a huge bump. Everybody wanted to see it. But Dana White and the UFC stuck to their guns and said, hey, if you're not going to show up to this press conference, you're not going to fight.
What is Dana White like in this? Is he more Vince McMahon in that regard, or does he have to kind of give in to the star power of these individual athletes?
There's no question that Conor McGregor, because of the star power he has a little more leverage than the average fighter, without question. And he's openly admitted that he's given him more leeway than the average fighter. For about 7 years, the UFC would never, ever say that they would allow one fighter who's already a champion to challenge for another championship belt in a different weight class and potentially hold two championship belts in two different weight classes. Conor McGregor broke that rule, and he was able to do that. So the UFC has given him a little more leeway, but at the end of the day, those type of commitments are on paper. So if you want to accept the millions of dollars and all the zeros that come behind, I mean, he's getting nine-figure salary. There's rumors that he has $10 million paycheck on the Jose Aldo fight. That's unheard of. Brock Lesnar didn't get that number at UFC 100. So yeah, I mean, he's going to have to commit. I think they're going to come to some sort of agreement. I think they will perhaps lay off a little bit on the PR schedule, but I still think he needs to shoot the commercial. I still think they're going to require him to do the presser as well.
So this was not really a money thing, right? He's going to get paid pretty well for this fight if he does do it in July. He's going to get pretty paid, because I heard people say he's very underpaid.
I don't know if he's underpaid. When you compare him, hear the rumors, I mean, they're not a public company. They don't have to reveal how much they pay their fighters. But there's all different kinds of rumors about his payment. Chael Sonnen has reportedly said that he's been paid $10 million. There's rumors that George St. Pierre and Brock Lesnar only got closer to the $5 million range. I don't think he's underpaid. I just think they're trying to milk him for all the promotion that he can get, that they can get out of him. And you have to remember, we haven't even seen UFC 197 yet. We haven't seen UFC 198, 199. UFC 200, there are billboards in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, with Conor's face on it. They can't go back from that. But the fact that they say that we're going to pull you from this fight, I give a little bit of credit. I think both, you know, ultimately, I think both sides have merit. He needs to focus on the Nate Diaz fight. He just lost. He's been talking a big game, and he just lost. And now he's set to fight the exact same person right away. And it's really important for him not to lose this fight. He's starting to see how important it is for him to focus on his training. But at the same time, you look at a guy like John Jones, light heavyweight. Today at the media day, he said, look, man, we get paid millions of dollars. When you look at our paycheck and when you look at the time that we have to put in for PR, it's well worth it. And John Jones is a good guy to listen to, because John Jones is a guy who's been a champion for a long time. He's widely considered to be the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. This was a really anticipated comeback. If it wasn't for Conor McGregor, we'd be talking about John Jones and John Jones only. But because of Dana White pulling him from the fight and the tweet, it's been nothing but Conor McGregor. I would argue that also he's not just, you know, in his statement that he released this morning, he said that he's paid to fight and he's not paid to promote. I mean, that's exactly what he's been paid to do. He's been put in the express lane because of his articulate trash talking ability. He is absolutely paid to promote.
Yeah, I read that post, and there was a part of me that was sympathetic to the idea of an athlete just wanting to do what they do best. But then there was part of me that said, yeah, but you have to keep the machine going. The reason that you are where you are is because of all the promotional work that was done way before you when the sport was trying to climb up. Look, I may not follow this closely, but I respect the business plan like nothing I've ever seen, the way this has escalated in a crowded sports culture, in a culture of really crowded sports where a lot of this occupies your time. The business end of this is phenomenal, and people laid the groundwork for this. Does he not understand that he is part of that machine?
I think he does understand it, but I think he knows that in his mind he has a little bit more leverage.
Yeah.
And I think he knew that he could, you know, he knows that he's a star. He knows he's been very vocal about him being the money fight. Everybody else are the bum. Everybody else, they're just bums. I'm the reason why everybody's getting these paychecks. He's been vocal about that almost every single fight for at least the past three fights. He's the money fight. He's the money fight. He's the money fight. So I just think he felt like he had a little bit of leverage. And fighters do that sometimes. I talked to Henry Cejudo today. He said the UFC really wanted him to do promotion and PR as well, but he was in camp, and they wanted him to take a flight that wasn't direct from where he was at to Phoenix. It was from where he was at to Atlanta, then to Phoenix. He's like, look, I'm not going over to do this PR if you're going to take me on this long, you know, two-plane trip to Phoenix. If you want me to do this PR, I need a direct flight over there and I need a direct flight back. So he didn't say no to the PR. He just said no to the travel. It's important for them to focus on training, and that's the part of me that really hurts for Conor, because this is so incredibly important. He is in Iceland. He flied his training camp to Portugal to train. This is a very important fight for him. But at the end of the day, when he saw the numbers, I mean, prior to the last fight, he openly admitted that he signed the contract and he didn't even read it, okay? So at the end of the day, you're looking at the numbers and you're not looking at the conditions of the contract. The next time you negotiate your contract, say, hey, let's just lower the PR obligation a little bit and I'll do absolutely anything you want me to do. And then in the fight, he says, I did not say I didn't want to do the PR. I just wanted to a slight adjustment. Well, you didn't show up to the press conference first.
Yeah.
And that's why. And this is not me hating on Conor McGregor. I've been thinking about it a long time, because there's merit to both fights. But I just think
Nick,
that
you're the best. Nick, thank you so much, man. You're the best. Sorry about that. We got up against the break, but you're fantastic, Nick. Out in Las Vegas, Nick Schirra, Yahoo Sports Radio, really breaking down UFC, and Conor McGregor, Yahoo Sports Radio.